producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to be joined in the next segment with Gerald Salenti of Trends Research. I'm just going to finish up in this segment with what I began talking about, the hearings about medical marijuana that were shut down in North Carolina last week, and an editorial that I saw by a Reverend Mark Creech, who is with the Christian Action League, talking about what a rough day he had at the legislature. Now, of course, the Christian Action League, they self-describe themselves as growing out of the days of prohibition. They grew out of the anti-saloon movement. But in 1958, they say, the charter of the organization was amended to expand the scope of its ministry. Yeah, by 1958, everybody had realized that alcohol prohibition was a really bad idea. It hadn't helped anybody. And so they branched out into other things, like prohibiting marijuana, because they didn't learn the lesson from that. So let's talk about what he had to say. It's amazing to me that he puts himself in here as the victim. He's perfectly healthy. He's not the victim. The victims are the people who need the medicine that he's denying them. And I have to say that just as a matter of principle, as I said in the last segment, any government that can deny medication to you by the same principle can force you to take medication. That's how we get to informed consent being removed from vaccines. This is what he said. He said, Wednesday was a rough day for me at the North Carolina legislature. The pro-cannabis forces filled nearly every seat in the room. There was heart-wrenching testimony from 18 of the bill's proponents. They testified of debilitating diseases from which they or family members suffered. Each of them said marijuana had helped them with their symptoms, and they implored representatives to legalize the drug in North Carolina for medicinal use. Didn't have any effect on Reverend Creech, though. You know, it was a heart-wrenching testimony, but it didn't wrench his heart. Let me say to him, and he says a lot of people say that we are we're not compassionate. They were very hostile towards us. I don't use marijuana recreationally. I don't have anybody in my family that needs it for medicine, but if they did and that was the only thing that helped them, I would be hostile to somebody who presumed to tell me that I couldn't take it. And I don't care who this guy is. I don't care if he's representing some church or if he's representing the government. Nobody has that right to make that decision but me. Medicine is something that I should be allowed to take. This is what he says. I wish I could say that such hostility never bothers me when standing for the truth. What truth is he standing for? What he is doing is denying the testimony of these people. These people come in and say, nothing helped me except this, and tearful testimony, talking about the pain and the suffering that they or family members have gone through, and he just blows that off. Let me tell you something. Do you think that your Christian testimony, Reverend Creech, is really going to reach anybody when you blow their testimony off? You're going to tell them about the love of Christ and the compassion of Christ, and you're going to come across like this where you could care less about what they're saying? Don't give any credibility to what they're saying. You're going to ram the government down their throat. You say you want to be salt and light. You're nothing but a badge and a gun to these people. That's what you are. You think that Christ can't transform lives. This is essentially a spiritual problem, a psychological problem. It is not a law enforcement problem. You have made it a law enforcement problem because your God is too small. Your God is the government, your godverment that you serve. This is what he says. I and my fellow Christian colleagues, no, don't include me in that, who oppose medical marijuana for North Carolina genuinely care about the affliction of others. But medicine is not something to be decided at the ballot box or a judiciary committee at the state legislature. Now, that I agree on, okay? He thinks, though, that it needs to be established by some guys in white coats, okay? This is something that the AMA, according to him, the AMA and the pharmaceutical companies are going to go out and they're going to test this drug that they can't sell because they don't own it. And that's why we've never had these tests. They're going to go out and test that drug. And then they're going to tell the FDA that they own to go ahead and put that drug out there. That's the way we need to get our drugs. It's got to go through that process. And if it doesn't, it's illegitimate. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with Gerald Celente.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in Austin. We're going to be talking to Gerald Celente. He's on the line with us right now. Gerald Celente, of course, is the author of Trends Journal, and you can find that at trendsresearch.com. He's a forecaster, publisher of Trends Journal, business consultant, author who makes predictions about the global financial markets. And, of course, he had a very interesting prediction. That's why we wanted to have him on several years ago about what's going on right now with Saudi Arabia and Yemeni. He predicted that, quote, cross-border fighting between Saudi Arabia and Yemeni rebels is precisely the type of conflict that could destabilize the world's oil markets. Should the fighting intensify, the Saudis risk an attack on their oil facilities, which could curtail supplies, drive prices higher, and seriously damage the already imperiled world economy. So joining us now is Gerald Celente. Welcome, Gerald.
Thank you for having me.
Interesting forecast, and it's interesting what's happened this last week with Saudi Arabia going after the Yemeni rebels. Break that down for the audience, exactly what's happened there and what you think is going to be the consequences of that.
Yes, that quote that you read was from our Trends Journal back in 2009. Mm. And the Houthi insurgency in Yemen, this has been going on for decades. And what people don't understand is that, you know, this all began with the carve-up of the Ottoman Empire after World War I, and there's destabilization in that area ever since. So this isn't a new occurrence. But David, what's going on is being sold to the public as Houthis with the Iranians. And the Sunnis, or, you know, they're the Saudis, and they're the good folks that the United States is helping on this deal. Here is the outrage and the overt imperialism that's happening in this country and colonization that we have no part of. The clown that plays ambassador to the United States and Saudi Arabia made the announcement last week, you know where from? No, not the capital of Saudi Arabia, from the capital of the United States, Washington. Mm. This guy gets on the news out of Washington, D.C. I mean, we're talking about, okay, boys and girls, if you believe that the princess kissed the frog, and the frog was really the king, then you'll like the name the King of Saudi Arabia. But how about let's call him a dictator? Yeah. This country that this family has been ruling this joint. They make the announcement that the king and the royal family is going to restore the Gihadi, who the United States and Saudi Arabia propped up there in Yemen, as the new dictator following the old dictator. They call it, quote, the legitimate government. Now, let's get this straight. Saudi Arabia is one country. Yemen's another country. Who is Saudi Arabia to say what should be going on in Yemen?
Mm-hmm.
So you can see what's going on here. And again, this was done from the United States. It's a disgrace that they let this clown address out from the Washington, D.C., that Saudi Arabia is going to restore the legitimate government of Yemen. What, are they going to do it in between beheading people? What, did they behead about 34 already this year? The dictatorship of Saudi Arabia is saying what should be going on in Yemen, and the United States is providing intelligence and reconnaissance information to help the king.
Oh, yeah, they're absolutely joined at the hip, the U.S. intelligence agencies in Saudi Arabia. I thought it was interesting, Glenn Greenwald, I'll paraphrase him here, but in terms of this announcement, you know, as you pointed out, the amazing announcement that they announced that they're invading into Yemen, not from the capital of Saudi Arabia, but from Washington. And Glenn Greenwald said, you know, you're pretty far into an empire when they start a new war and it isn't even newsworthy. They don't even pick this information up throughout most of the news cycle press.
No, and then look what else is going on. You have 10 other countries, the so-called Arab League, that overthrew Gaddafi, destabilizing Syria. You know, this thing's been going on for how long? And now they're invading another country. And people don't have any idea of the history of this. I want to read to you two quotes to put this into context, because the prostitute media, or as Alex Jones called them, the media whores, and I'm 100% behind them, they're media whores. They're no more than lowlifes that suck up, bow down to pass out the information that's given to them so they could serve their corporate whores, their corporate whore masters. And the Washington Johns. This is from the former American ambassador to Yemen. All right. So now here's a guy that you would expect to toe the line. His name is Stephen Secchi, S-E-C-H-E, and he said that the Houthis had rarely defined their struggles in Yemen in sectarian terms, and that their ties to Iran had been overstated by Gulf nations. Quote, the Saudis and the Sunnis have made this a sectarian issue, he said. This military campaign is the Sunni world saying to Iran, get out of our backyard. As he's saying here, there is no connection. To further make the non-connection between Iran and the Houthis, this is from Philip Hammond, the British Foreign Secretary. He said last Friday, The Houthis are not Iranian proxies. So, you're hearing it right from the top, but they're selling it as that, so we could easily hate them because Iranians bad, them Saudis are good. I mean, after all, you saw our president bow down and kiss the Saudis' ring. You saw all of these past Secretary of States go over and salute the new king. You'd think that everybody would be going there to kiss the ring of the beheader-in-chief if their major export was broccoli. The immorality of this is disgusting.
Yeah, it's amazing that, we've seen these beheading videos from ISIS. Many of them look very staged. But there are real beheadings going on in Saudi Arabia constantly. They've beheaded far more people than ISIS or ISIL ever have. And yet there are hard and fast allies. I think it's also interesting, Gerald, that nobody in America, in the general public, they look at this as some monolithic Muslim state. And they have no idea of the differences and the infighting that's going on with these different factions within Islam, between the Sunnis, the Shias, the Wahhabists. They have no idea what's behind that. They have no idea about the geopolitical alliances that are being made with the U.S., with Saudi Arabia. They're just going with whatever they're told on Fox News.
Like Fox News and all the rest. Mm-hmm. I mean, you read every one of these articles, and it's Iranian-backed Houthis.
Yeah.
And it's the furthest thing from the truth. This thing has been going on now for decades. The revolution really began to break out in the 1960s. And you've had this guy who left Salah. He was dictator in chief from 1990 to 2011. You know, so this thing's been going on for a long time. And by the way, back in the 60s, Egypt tried to invade Yemen. Now, remember, this is the poorest country in the area. You know, these Saudis are bombing the place. They're bombing mud huts. They've killed over, I think it's about 120 people already. And it's civilians. So when the Saudis tried to do it, the Egyptians, when they tried to invade back in the 60s, they called it the Egyptian Vietnam. Egypt lost about 26,000 men.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And back when I wrote that piece in the Trends Journal that you quoted from, you already saw the Saudis try to invade that area of northern Yemen where it borders the Saudi border, and they lost about 140 men. The Saudis did. So now here's the blowback, David, that no one's talking about. You know, as they used to say in the Bronx, payback's a bitch. You're blowing up this joint. You have several million Yemenis living in Saudi Arabia. All of a sudden, you're going to start seeing what they're going to call terrorist attacks in Saudi Arabia. So all of a sudden, they start blowing up oil fields or blowing up the king's people, and you're going to see this thing really start to expand.
Yeah, we've already seen.
Not talking about.
We've already seen a lot of the American drone strikes done by Obama into Yemen, haven't we?
Yes, and again, that's the reason why. Another reason why they hate us. Mm-hmm. But hey, Obama. I mean, you know, this is—it's all against international law. There is no international law. Hey, where's the United Nations on this deal? What if all of a sudden the Secretary General has lockjaw? You got 10 countries invading a sovereign nation who's done nothing to those other countries, and there's no outrage. All they can keep talking about is this, you know, this German airliner that went down.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But all these other people being slaughtered and an attack by foreign nations into another nation, that's not making the news in an area that has become totally destabilized with the war in Iraq, the war in Libya, the war in Syria, now in Yemen. In Egypt, by the way, they're getting reinvolved in this as well. You know, the dictatorship, new president, I forgot. It was a military coup, but we're not allowed to say that because then we could keep giving them our money, although that's against the law in the United States. They're involved in this now as well. So this thing is going to destabilize the entire region, and you're going to start seeing blowback big time.
Yeah, I want to continue this as we come back from the break. As you pointed out, this was Egypt's Vietnam. The question is, will it be another Vietnam for America? Will America get pulled into this conflict along with Saudi Arabia, our close allies? Stay with us. We'll be talking to Gerald Celente.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9600. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The Clean and Green sale continues at Guns80.com. My buddy Mark is rolling in clover since Guns80.com announced his Clean and Green sale. He used his leprechaun-like magical powers to get Guns80.com to offer us a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Now, for a limited time, when you order an AR-15 rifle kit, Guns80.com will toss in a cleaning kit and a tactical bipod pistol grip free, all for the low, low price of $449.95. Go to Guns80.com or call 844-2-GUNS80.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Last year, in the Nevada desert, one family took a stand for freedom. New Mana Food Storage was the first and only company to support the rights of the Bundys. While others stood down, New Mana took donations and provided storable foods to the men at Bunkerville. Founded by patriots who believe in liberty, New Mana Food Storage is GMO-free, great-tasting, and easy to prepare. Food is freedom. Buy New Mana today at PowerPrepper.com. New Mana, food storage you'll love to eat at PowerPrepper.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed, and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Gerald Celente, publisher of Trends Journal, trendsresearch.com. We've been talking about the situation in Yemen, and of course, the United States government has been there for quite some time with an assassination campaign. And as part of that, we've had a massive number of civilian casualties, innocent people dying. Of course, in Pentagon speak, we have a disposition matrix that caused collateral damage. I guess that's just the way we would dismiss all this pain and suffering that we're causing. All of the pushback, the blowback that is going to be coming our way from people that we have oppressed and attacked, and now we're doing this as part of Saudi Arabia's being sold as being against the Iranians. But Gerald predicted this 6 years ago in Trends Research, and we're going to get back to that in just a moment. Before we do, I want to let you know that we now have Supermale Vitality back in stock. It was sold out. We had it on special beginning of the year, so it's been sold out for several weeks, but it's now back in a new formulation. It's new, more powerful, more enhanced, and we're getting very good feedback. We've had a lot of reviews. We put both the good and the bad reviews up on the site. We've got over 90% positive. People are saying that a lot of people are saying they find it as replacement to coffee in the morning for energy. So that's Supermale Vitality. You can find that at InfoWarsLife.com. Gerald, you were pointing out just before in the last segment that Egypt has already gone into Yemen once, decided that they would be able to put that down. It was Egypt's Vietnam. I think it's very interesting, especially as we see this training that's going on with Jade Helm and others. Over and over again, we see that the big militaries, as part of this asymmetric warfare, they're losing these wars again and again and again. Even though they have the massive military equipment, the massive armies, people who are being oppressed will fight to the last. Not to say that there won't be a massive casualty. It won't be very unbalanced. But they will continue to fight because they're the ones who are being oppressed. They're the ones who are being invaded. They're the ones who are being called insurgents in their own country. I don't think this is going to go well, but Gerald, do you think we're going to get drawn into this conflict? Is it going to be another Vietnam for us?
I don't think with so-called boots on the ground, they like bombing, you know, mm-hmm. droning and bomb strikes. And it also should be, you made a good point, David, in that you said, despite all this money being spent, and correct me if I'm wrong in paraphrasing what you said, there is no victories to show for it.
Yeah, exactly right.
All right, now, let's get this straight, okay? Everybody that's listening, Afghanistan, Libya, Syria, Iraq, all losing deadly ventures. I believe I read it on Prison Planet that you had a post up there that what, according to these physicians, the social responsibility, some 2 million people have been killed in the last 10 years because mm-hmm. the United States and its coalition of the willingly slaughtering innocent people under the guise of bringing freedom and democracy to these countries? Is that correct?
That's right. You know, we inflict mega death on people, and what we wind up getting is mega debt to the military-industrial complex and the bankers that push us into this war, isn't it, Gerald?
Well, you nailed it again. Mega debt. The United States cannot find $500 million worth of armaments and equipment that they left in Yemen. I'm not making this up. They just reported this about a month ago. $500 million. Hey, those roads got a lot of potholes on it. The trains can't run on time. We have money to send over to foreign nations and lose it. And one losing event after another, and again, $500 million. Oh, and by the way, Saudi Arabia and Dukang, they were the biggest importer last year of defensive military equipment, some $6.5 billion worth.
Yeah, that's what it's about. It's about feeding the military-industrial complex, isn't it, Gerald? You know, there was a report that came out. It was CNS News pointed out that $1.2 trillion in taxes, a record number of taxes just through February, and yet that still didn't cover the bill. We still had a $386 billion deficit. So we're not making the world freer. We're making ourselves into debt slaves to the military-industrial complex and the bankers.
Yes. You know, what's going on now with just today, last night it was announced that Australia signed on to the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank that's being headed by China. They're going to have $100 billion into it. That's bigger than the World Bank. And, yeah, of course, they weren't going to do it. So the business of China...
Hang on, Gerald. We got to take a break. We're going to be right back. Gerald Celente, TrendsResearch.com, Trends Journal. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Gerald Celente, publisher of Trends Journal, TrendsResearch.com. And, of course, we're talking about, as I mentioned earlier, Glenn Greenwald sent out a tweet saying, you know, that you're a pretty deep into empire when they can start a new war and nobody even thinks it's news anymore. Well, Gerald Celente thinks that it's news. I think it's news. Actually, Gerald Celente has been talking about this specific incident 6 years ago in Trends Journal. He was talking about how this was going to happen, that Saudi Arabia was going to escalate things by going into Yemen, and now it has happened. And we're talking about the implications of that. But, Gerald, you sent us a video about Obama talking about the success they've had in Yemen. Set that up for us, and we'll play that video. Oh, we've lost Gerald. Gerald, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, good. I was just going to say, you sent us a video about Obama talking about what they've been able to do in Yemen as an accomplishment. Set that up for us, and we'll play that video.
Yes, this is from September 10th, as Obama's announcing that we're not going back into Iraq. No, no, no. We're only going to save them Yazidis on the mountain, folks. No, we're not going to go back there and run airstrikes all the time and bomb Syria. We're just going to save them Yazidis on the mountain, and it's an anti-terrorist move. And by the way, he talks about his other great successes. So let's listen to that.
We've targeted Al-Qaeda's affiliate in Yemen and recently eliminated the top commander of its affiliate in Somalia. This counterterrorism campaign will be waged through a steady, relentless effort to take out ISIL wherever they exist using our air power and our support for partners' forces on the ground. This strategy of taking out terrorists who threaten us while supporting partners on the front lines is one that we have successfully pursued in Yemen and Somalia for years. And it is consistent with the approach I outlined earlier this year, to use force against anyone who threatens America's core interests, but to mobilize partners wherever possible to address broader challenges to international order.
Oh, there we go. So, yeah, we're Al-Qaeda's partners in Syria. Many people said we were operating as Al-Qaeda's air force in Syria, but, of course, we're now against Al-Qaeda in Yemen is what he's telling us, right?
Well, what he's talking about are the victories that he's had in Yemen. Yeah, great victory.
Yeah.
Great victory. They pulled out all the troops. They closed down the embassy and lost $500 million worth of arms there. And here he is with all that arrogance bragging about the success we've had with our partners in Yemen. Our partner, another general Hadi, another dictator, another military madman, our partners. And by the way, they keep getting away with it, and they keep doing it.
Yeah, I guess they're going to find now that when their partners go into Yemen, their Saudi partners, they're going to be finding that they're going to be fighting people with the weapons that we left behind when we bugged out.
Exactly. Yeah. And again, when we were taking a break before, I was mentioning what's going on with China and the AAIB, the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank. And that if you look at America's policy in Asia, what is it? Pivot to Asia, more military reach. And what's China's and the Asians' policy? More business. When are we going to get out of this military mentality of more war? And that's all we keep selling. As our economy keeps going, now you saw the numbers last week that came out on durable goods. You saw the GDP numbers for 2014. Oh, whoopee-doo, it came in at, 2.2% after trillions of dollars pumped into the market through quantitative easing and record low interest rates. And what are we doing? Getting involved in more wars? And who can get away with this? The president is there September 10th bragging about our success in Yemen with our partner, and poof, the place is up in smoke.
Yeah, no sooner than he finished the speech, essentially. I guess it's kind of like his transparency that he was going to have, Gerald, where we're going to know everything that his administration was doing, and they're the ones coming after the freedom of the press more than all the other administrations combined. It's going to be interesting to see how this breaks down, and one of the things that you said when you were talking about this 6 years ago, the very... very likely that there's going to be terrorism in Saudi Arabia. You point out there's a large Yemeni population already in place in Saudi Arabia. This could blow back in terms of the Yemenis going on the offensive, and that could have massive repercussions for oil and for the economy worldwide, because the economy is essentially based on oil. As the price of oil goes up, economic activity plummets, doesn't it?
Yes, and that's what you're going to start to see. They're not going to sit back and take this. Who would? And if somebody else is attacking us, we go back and attack them. I mean, can't people get this in their head? And all this Arab Little League has done is cause destabilization throughout the area. I'll never forget, David, I was on China Today, and along with the Washington bureau chief of Al Jazeera. Now, Al Jazeera is owned by the Qatar government, and they're the Sunnis, right? So this guy is making the case for why the United States has to overthrow Gaddafi. And this is going on for an hour. And finally, I said to him, listen, I said, I'm tired of hearing this. I said, here you are, someone from Qatar, saying that the Americans have to get involved in this Libyan war. I said, why don't you pack up your gear and take your wife and your kids and yourself and go lead the charge? Well, there's this guy talking with this perfect English accent. I guess the bureau chief was trained in the UK. And then this cat lost it at the end. He starts yelling and screaming, look what our Nobel Peace Prize winner, piece of garbage, has done with Libya, along with Samantha Powers, Susan Rice, and Hillary Clinton in overthrowing the Gaddafi government. And what happened last week at what happened in Tunisia with these Islamic fundamentalists, who the United States and the Arab Little League supported in overthrowing Gaddafi as they blew up this museum. Well, not blew up the museum, they blew up people in this museum in Tunisia. Where did they come from? They came from Libya. Where are they going into Syria, into Iraq? It's all from the destabilization being caused by the Arab League and the United States support of these mass murderers going into foreign countries and trying to overthrow the governments.
Yeah, of course, the net result of our policies in Libya is basically to turn it into an arms market for terrorism, a way that we can supply covertly our terrorist allies in Syria and other places. Maybe that was the design from the beginning. What do you think, Gerald? But I want to talk about the budget. You know, we have this massive defense budget. We just had Rand Paul make a very controversial proposal. He proposed adding $190 billion to the defense budget. And here's one of the perhaps only voices that could stand up to say enough is enough on the defense bill, but he doesn't do it. And he actually is even more responsible, though, than the rest of the guys who are going to be throwing their hat in the ring for president. You got Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz signing on to that, but not offsetting it with any cost. At least you could say Rand Paul is trying to offset the $190 billion increase, trying to offset it with $106 billion cuts in foreign aid and other things like that. But I guess the question is, will it never end? Do we have anybody that is going to push back and say, how big is enough? And once we get to the size that the defense budget is, as we were just talking about earlier in the show, I think it's a real threat to the safety of Americans. And, of course, it's a threat to our prosperity. We cannot afford to have this kind of defense spending.
Of course we can't. It's destroying the country. Again, you know, Eisenhower warned us about it. And I'm sick of these guys throwing out, well, I'm going to protect the homeland. Pack up your stuff and go lead the charge. Send your kids. Hey, is Obama's girls, when they get out of college or before they get into college, are they going to join the service? How many of these senators' sons and daughters are fighting? Everybody that wants war, go to the foreign country where you're leading, where you're bringing war to and lead the charge. I've had it with these little boy chicken hawks with big mouths and cojones the size of mothballs telling us where we have to go fight. I'm sick of it. And they are all traitors to the founding fathers of this nation, from Washington to Jefferson to Madison to Franklin to Adams. No foreign entanglements. And what do they have to show for it? Nothing but loss. If anybody could add up some successes, I'd be happy to look at them. In the meantime, our nation's going down the crapper. Look at the numbers. What do you see?
It's pretty amazing when you look at When you look at this increase, Gerald, this is more than most nations of the world have in a total defense budget, way more than most of them have. It's way more than probably about 40% of the countries have in terms of a gross domestic product, this $190 billion increase. It's absolutely insane. As you pointed out, the founders knew this was going to destroy the country. James Madison said, he said, if tyranny and oppression ever comes to this land, it'll be in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. That's the way it's coming. And it's bankrupting this country.
It's in front of us. I'm disgusted with all these guys. How could it change? Look, David, if you had a new member, a new guy that was running the Bloods or the Crips, is it going to change how the Bloods and the Crips operate? And I don't say that sarcastically. The Republicans and the Democrats are murderers and thieves. How many more people do they have to murder around the world in the name of freedom and democracy? And how much more of our money do they have to steal in the name of the bailouts, too big to fails, loan guarantees, and special tax breaks to our buddies? We're not going to get it from the Bloods and the Crips, or as people like to be more proper, calling them the Republicans and the Democrats. They're a disgusting group of losers and thieves.
Well, as you pointed out, Gerald, with the Asian Bank, you said China is getting involved in business, and all we're doing is you're shipping arms around. Our business now as a country is arms shipment. We are the arms merchant of the world, and we're fleecing the American public. We're destroying our wealth as well as we're going to be destroying our own individual freedom, just as we see with this Operation Jade Helm. They are training, I believe, not just with this drill, but of course, I think these wars that we're seeing in the Middle East, I think those are training for what they're going to do here at home eventually.
I agree. You're going to see this is going to collapse. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows it's being held up by record low interest rates. They haven't raised interest rates since 2006. We've had 0% interest rates for 6 years. Now they're doing it over in Europe as well. You know why the markets are up today? China's announcing maybe they're going to start pushing more dough into the system because their real estate bubble's collapsed. At some point, this Ponzi scheme is going to fall apart. And as I always say, when people lose everything and have nothing left to lose, they lose it. And people have lost most everything. They've lost their opportunity in this country. And it's going to get a lot worse. So what are they going to do? They're going to clamp down on us. We the people, look, it's fascism. It's the merger of state and corporate powers. Mm-hmm. And I'm not making that up. When you see what happens with too big to fail, it's the merger of state and corporate powers. When you see bailouts and bailing out their friends in the business, it's the merger of state and corporate powers. It's in front of our eyes.
And what we see going on in Europe, we see just about a month and a half ago, we had Greenspan come out and said, yeah, Greece is going to leave the EU. The only way we can keep the EU from coming apart is if we make it not just a trade agreement, but if we make it a sovereign United States of Europe. And that's what we had with the largest bond seller, PIMCO, said that just at the end of last week, saying that we need a United States of Europe is the only way that the EU is going to survive. So these trade agreements, these austerity programs they're putting on people, this is all targeted towards pushing them to a political union, not just an economic trade zone.
Oh, you got it. And, you know, I mean, nobody in this country, barely, other than your show, mine, you know, the people that are concerned about this, talk about the Trans-Pacific Partnership and the Transatlantic Agreement as well. This has nothing to do, very little to do with trade. All it has to do with multinationals having the rights over sovereign nations. Mm-hmm. I mean, those are facts. And we, the people in this land of freedom and democracy, are not allowed to read it.
Yeah.
No, we can't see it because the multinationals are putting the deal together, so we can't read it. How's that for transparency, huh?
Yeah, exactly. And, of course, now they're taking the mask off. They're showing us and talking about it. We've had Petraeus say, you know, what comes after America? North America. And he talks about the North American Union. He says we're 20 years into it. They're taking the mask off. They're showing people that the North American Union was all about a political consolidation all along. And now they're taking the mask off and they're showing people that the European Union was all about a political consolidation all along as well. And the way that they are going to push these political consolidations in is with economic hardship, as we see starting to develop throughout the European Union.
Exactly. And Bud Petraeus, what a disgusting human being he is. And look what happened with him. He gets caught, what, giving classified information to his girlfriend, and he gets a slap on the wrist.
Yeah, exactly.
And this is the guy who's the head of the CIA. Mm-hmm. Anybody else does it, like Bradley Manning or anybody else, you know, they're in jail and doing hard time. But hey, when you're at the top, again, going back to fascism, that's what happens in a fascist nation.
And I think, Gerald, it's important to point out that he wasn't, you know, Bradley Manning and these other people, they were exposing information that was showing criminal wrongdoing, Edward Snowden, of showing criminal wrongdoing of our government. And yet they come after the whistleblower. They don't do anything about the people who are exposed committing criminal acts. And yet Petraeus's was not a whistleblowing action when he released that information. So he gets a pass. It's only the people who are exposing criminal actions in this corrupt government that they come after.
Yeah. And again, when you're talking about the North American Alliance and NAFTA, of course, begun under Bill Clinton, it's a multinational takeover. And it's just going to keep going more and more in that direction. You know, when you think about the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, infrastructure investment is anathema to America. China invests about 6.5%, 8.5% of their GDP each year to infrastructure. The United States invests the grand total of 0.065%.
Yeah, exactly. Stay with us. We're going to be right back. Gerald Celente, Trends Journal and TrendsResearch.com. We'll be right back with Gerald Celente.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
Why use dial-up when you can use broadband? Why travel with this when you can use this? And why would anyone use colloidal or ionic silver when you can use supernatural silver? Supernatural silver is state-of-the-art, and it's been clinically proven to be several hundred times more effective than those other silvers. It's powerful enough to protect you and your family from the threat of deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. But it's so safe that it can be used internally or topically. And you'll never again deal with the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics. Hundreds of scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions have all shown supernatural silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against invading pathogens. Supernatural silver is a must-have for your arsenal. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with supernatural silver.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past 2 years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we've been talking to Gerald Celente, publisher of Trends Journal. We've been talking about the problems inherent in our involvement in Yemen and, of course, our tied-to-the-hip involvement with the Saudis who have now invaded Yemen. We're going to talk to Gerald in this last segment about solutions. Before we do, I want to remind you that we've got DNA Force 30% off for just another couple of days. It ends at the end of March at InfoWarsLife.com. You can get it for the first time under $100. Why is it such a high-priced nutraceutical? Well, because it's got very high-quality, rare ingredients in it, like BioPQQ, backed by over 175 published clinical studies, as well as other things that help your mitochondrial health, like resveratrol, the active, healthy ingredient in red wine. And, of course, the way that it does this is protecting your DNA. Many scientists have talked about how telomeres are the little end caps on the end of your DNA strings, kind of like the caps on the end of your shoestrings. When those disappear or get very short, your DNA starts to essentially unravel, starts to come apart. The way that you keep that from happening is by having healthy mitochondrial cells. And one of the ways that you do that is to fight the toxins, give the nutrients to those cells that allow them to protect the DNA, the telomeres to get longer, to protect that DNA strand, to keep it from unraveling like a shoestring without a tip. So you can find that right now, 30% off DNA Force at InfoWarsLife.com. Gerald, tell us about solutions. What can we do about this? When you talk about how bad the military-industrial complex is, the government that just continues to grow unchecked, even the most the people who are portraying themselves as fiscally conservative, they want to grow up by $190 billion. What is the solution to all of this?
Well, I think it's honoring thy founding fathers and going back to what this country was based upon. And I know that people say, oh, there were a lot of terrible things. I know. None of us are perfect. This was the land of opportunity, and it was the envy of the world for a lot of the great things that happened here. So in the basis of that, no foreign entanglements. Close all the bases overseas. Seal the borders. We got enough. 316 million people, high unemployment rates, low income because of all the cheap labor coming in. And I've been writing about this since 1985. You know, the numbers are all there. The more cheap labor that comes in, the lower the standard of living. And these trade agreements that are not trade agreements at all, they're available so that the multinationals could exploit slave labor overseas and bring the product over here and sell it to us. So number one, bring the troops home, no foreign entanglements. Use these troops to seal the border. Take that money that's being wasted in blowing up the world and rebuild America. Look at our infrastructure. It's a joke. You go to Asia, you go to Europe, and you come back when I fly back into JFK. Oh, my God, I can't believe it. What a disgrace. You know, they're going down the parkway, litter everywhere, a beat-up terminal. So let's rebuild America. Number two, put the laws back in place that leveled the playing field. It was what happened during the 19th and the 20th century. People like Teddy Roosevelt knew that the robber barons, if they had their hands on all the dough, would rob it from everybody else. So they put in place the Robbers-Patman Act, Sherman Antitrust Act, Clayton Antitrust Act that leveled the playing field. Young people have no idea what it used to be like. They think there was always a Walmart or a Target. They think that there was always a CVS and a Rite Aid, or a Staples and a Home Depot, or a Lowe's and somebody else that does all the business and put out all the mom and pops.
Absolutely. We're out of time, Gerald Celente. And it's unfortunate we no longer have mom and pops. Thank you for joining us. Gerald Celente, TrendsResearch.com.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed, and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.